Y'all notice that little old preacher look over the piano. You got anything, Daddy? He'll sing one. Daddy say, I'm good. Let me say, it's good to see everybody in the house of the Lord this morning. You know, and you can kind of feel it in the air a little bit. Summer is almost over. For me, personally, you know, we go into August, and it's pumpkin picking time toward the end of August. And I'm reminded of the scripture in the book of Jeremiah when it says, summer is ended, and yet we are not saved. I like what Ruel Martin, and I made this statement last night. Ruel Martin had told a bunch of preachers, they asked him, said, Ruel, said, when will you quit? He said, boys, preach until they all get saved, and then we can stop. And that's the truth. That's revival doesn't end because it's August. It don't end because we go back to school. There's always work to do in the house of God. Just as long as there are people that have never been saved by the grace of God, there's a labor for the church. And there's still some that we pray for and some that we're looking forward to seeing God save. If I didn't believe that God was able to save, I wouldn't stand behind this pulpit and preach. Now I know He's able to save because He saved me, and I'm persuaded certainly He can save the whole world. I'm going to ask Carla, honey, if you don't mind, I'm going to ask you to come on up and sit right here. Jackson, where you at, little brother? Y'all come on up and sit right here on this first bench. We'll give them an opportunity to come around. Those of you that wasn't at the baptizing this morning, we had a dual church baptizing. Certainly we were glad to be a part of that. I told Jackson, I said, son, every time you're involved in something, something big happens or something good happens. And it's special. And I'm you know what, son, I'm proud for you for that. You'll always be able to remember, your baptism wasn't just a normal baptizing. The day you got saved wasn't just a normal day. And certainly we're thankful for that. Carla, honey, we're so thankful that God revealed to you where you stood with Him. And in that parking lot, you cried out to the Lord and He saved your soul. Let me ask you this. Would y'all trade what you've got for what I've got? All right, good. Then I'm glad to hear that, ain't y'all? Glad to see that. Ho Jackson said, there ain't no way. Mm-mm. No. Let me say, certainly, this is an opportunity to charge not just the candidates, but charge the church. And y'all know me. We don't ever want to use this as an opportunity to beat up. We want to encourage you in the Lord. God has done something wonderful in your life, and you are saved. That's not the end, though. That is just the beginning. We, as a church here at Silver City, want to do everything we can do to help you grow in the grace of the Lord. And it's the will of God, not that you just get saved and sit down on a bench, but God wants you to labor for Him and work for Him. And that's what we've all come to do. God saved us. You know what? If He was done with us when He saved us, He would have carried us home. We have a great honor and a privilege to labor together for the souls of men. I've never seen a greater need than the need we have in our nation. Right now, it's not just in our nation. It's in our community. It's around in so many of our homes. And I'm looking at a group that I believe can change the world for the better for the Lord Jesus Christ. If you have your Bibles, turn with me in two places we're going to read. And we won't be long this morning, but we do want to share with you what God has laid on our heart. In the sixth chapter, and this is always, I guess usually when we talk about being baptized, God always sends my mind here, or my heart. In this sixth chapter of the book of Romans, the Apostle Paul asked the church in Rome this question. What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? In other words, can we continue in sin? God forbid, he said. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? And you know that whenever you went into the waters of your baptism this morning, that you as Jesus was placed in the grave, and I heard the man call it the liquid grave. The old person that you were and all that stuff is left under the water. When you came up, and that's already happened, it happened when you got saved. Let me say this. There was a group that the Bible talks about in the 19th chapter of the book of Acts. They had been baptized under John's baptism, but they didn't have the Spirit. They were baptized for the remission of their sin, didn't know anything about Jesus. And Paul asked them and said, have you received the Spirit since you were baptized? They said, we don't even know anything about the Holy Ghost. And he preached them Jesus, and they got saved, And then they were first baptized in the Spirit of God, and they were baptized in the water. Now let me say this. Water baptism does not have the ability to save. It is that spiritual baptism. It is when we're baptized down on the inside by the moving of the Holy Spirit of Almighty God. That is a baptism that saves us. And then our baptism in water is to signify to the rest of the world, we've had this very thing happen on the inside. It is an outward signification of an internal change that God has made. He said, know you not that so many of us were baptized into Jesus Christ, were baptized into His death. Therefore, we're buried with Him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, we should walk in newness of life. But here's what I want us to focus on, and this is what God has laid on our heart. For we have been planted together in the likeness of His death. We shall also be in the likeness of His resurrection. Then over in the book of Jeremiah, in the 17th chapter, blessed is a man who trusts in the Lord and whose hope of the Lord is. For he shall be as a tree planted by the waters that spread out her roots by the river and shall not see when the heat comes, nor but her leaves shall be green and shall not be careful in the year of drought, neither shall cease from yielding fruit. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Dear Lord and Heavenly Father God, as we come to you in the most precious name ever uttered by lips, that being the name of Jesus. God, how thankful we are to be together, gathered together here on this day. Lord, thank you so much for Carla. God, thank you so much for Jackson and the fact that they've been baptized into the body of Christ. God, not just the body of Christ, but this body here at Silver City Church. God, all of us that are members, Lord, are part of one body. We've been planted together that we might grow together and protect one another. God, I beg you this morning, Lord, through your Spirit, God, reveal unto us the will of God for all of us this morning. You want us to produce fruit, God, that others might see the goodness of God in our life, experience the love that we have in our heart, and say, I need what they have. God, we don't have anything within ourselves. All we have is the Lord Jesus Christ. But let us proclaim He is enough. God, I'm so thankful this morning, Lord, that you placed me amongst a body of believers, God, that are laboring. God, I thank you that our church is not dead. God, I thank you that I can feel the Spirit of Almighty God. And Father, I thank you, Lord, in the days of Elijah, the brook dried up. God, I'm glad there's a river of life that still runs through Silver City Church. God, I pray, Lord, let us do nothing to quench it, but God, help us grow in your grace and encourage the movement of the Spirit of God in everybody's life, Lord, so that we might see others come to know this same Jesus. Lord, thank you for the well of salvation springing up unto life everlasting. And thank you, there is a river, Lord, whereof the streams of salvation make glad and rejoice the heart of man. God, I'm glad I'm saved this morning. And I'm glad I'm amongst a people that are not just like-minded, but thank God we're like-hearted, laboring together because we know this. Time is short, and one day, Lord, you're coming in glory, and we want everybody to be saved and go with us. So God, prepare us for this labor that is ahead of us in Christ's name for our sake. Amen. And amen. In that chapter that I read, the sixth chapter of the book of Romans, said we've been planted together. Now I want you to know, Carla and Jackson's son, y'all have been planted into the body of Christ. You know what? Look around you for just a minute at all these people. You know what they are? They're trees of righteousness. That's what the Lord plants, are trees of righteousness. Now God has planted you amongst all these other trees so that they can be a help to you and your little old pastor can be a help to you, and we're planted together. And Brady, I don't know if you knew what you said, but it was prophetic that our roots might grow together, and when our roots begin to grow together, together and we're part of one another. When the storms of life come, they'll not knock us down. They'll not destroy us. We're intertwined, woven together by the blood of Christ and the Holy Ghost of God. You're my brothers. You're my sisters. And together, thank God, there's nothing that God can't accomplish through us. Now, I'm glad today, listen, there are a lot of people that are so discouraged and they feel like the work of the church is over. I want to tell you, Silver City, our work has just begun, and now's not the time to cease your labor. Now's the time to fill up, speak up, drink up. We've got a labor ahead of us, and I believe God will bless our labor if we'll stay close to Him. You've been planted. You are a tree of righteousness. I want to tell you this, but you've been planted in a precious place. You've been planted by the river. You know what? Jesus talked about how we would have a river of living water flowing inside of us. And whether or not you know it, when we all come together and the Spirit of God begins to move, there is a river of life that flows right through the midst of the church. My goodness, how God brings things. Full circle, remember the beginning of revival season, we preached about the river and how Ezekiel went out a little further and it said everything that that river touched was healed. I'm going to tell you, thank God you've been planted by a river that'll give you water and you won't cease. When everybody else dries up, stay close to the river. It'll bring you what you need. Church, thank God. I'm telling you, I've been to places that are dried up and dried out. Listen, and it's not just by happenstance that there's water that we can get a hold of. Thank God. Stay where you're at with the Lord. Stay together. We've got a good work to do. We really do. If you're here this morning and you've never been saved by the grace of God, I'm going to tell you what will make a difference. It's when the Spirit of God passes by your way. It's when that water is so close you can almost taste it. But you'll have to do what the woman at the well told her community to do. She said, come and see a man. I want to encourage you, if you've never been saved by the grace of God, come and see what I'm preaching about. Come and see what these two have got a hold of and what's got a hold of them. I'm telling you, hey, the best thing that ever happened to me and the best thing that'll ever happen to you is when you get saved by the grace of God. And by all means, I'm going to tell you this morning, we ought to be worn out. We ought to be tired. I'm talking about all of us. You've labored hard. You've been around and supported David and Danny and supported me. Let me say this to the church. Thank you for the way you support your men. I'm going to tell you, I love you for it. And thank God, it encourages us. We're planted together. Planted together. Listen, you take a little old tree I watched years ago, and they were places the timber company would cut all the trees and they would leave a little buffer right up against the highway. And a buffer maybe two trees deep. And the winds would pick up and it blew every one of those trees down everywhere they left that buffer. Because all those other trees have been taken out. When we are together, when we grow together, I'm telling you, there is a strength. When we grow together, the storms of life cannot ravage us. When we grow together in the grace of God, we're bound one to another, and we're bound unto Him that bled and died on Calvary for us. Let's stay with me this morning now. Hey, I want to tell you, thank God this morning, we can do more together than we ever could by ourselves. We're planted together. What is the will of God for my life and Jackson and Carla for your lives, for all of our lives? Jesus, in the 15th chapter of the Gospel of John, said that if we abide in Him, we would bear much fruit. How old are you, son? 10 years old. I'm not going to ask you, honey. Mama, yeah. Mama taught me better than that. Amen. Don't matter if you're 10 or if you're 20 plus, that all right? It don't matter if you're 50. It don't matter if you're in your 60s or your 70s. God wants us to bear fruit. Listen. The greatest draw to a lost and dying world is not what's on our sign. It's not what's in our creed. It's what's in our heart and the way we live our lives. There's so much of the world that has got the wrong idea about the church, because so many in the church have grown cold and indifferent and are hateful and spiteful and so negative. The fruit of the Spirit, the first three parts of the fruit of the Spirit are love, joy, and peace. Now, that's what God gives. Let me ask you this. When you got saved, did it make you love everybody? When you got saved, did you have some joy in your heart? When you got saved, did you have peace? I'm going to tell you something, brothers and sisters. Listen, when we're born again of the Spirit of God, He gives us love and joy and peace. And thank God, listen, it is love that covers a multitude of sin. It is love that gives value to ministry. It is love that causes us and ought to be the reason we do what we do. For without God's love, we can do nothing. But brothers and sisters, if we do it in the love of God, I'll tell you, it will always work. So it gives us love, joy, and peace. And then there are three others, and it talks about long suffering, gentleness, and kindness. Now, these are three that have to be, I guess, I don't want to say accumulated, but all of us are working on these three. Somebody say amen. That long suffering means that we're patient toward one another. Anybody totally got there yet? Let me tell you this, listen. Whenever we're patient and long-suffering toward one another, it matters. The way we respond to each other, it matters. Son, the way you respond to your little friends, and Carla, the way you respond on your job, it matters. It matters the way we behave toward one another. We have to be patient with one another. Gentleness. There's a gentleness in the heart of a Christian. There ought to be a gentleness. You know what? We live in a world that is so hard and it's so rude. And let me ask you this. Has anybody seen that the world's gotten pretty mean? Nobody knows how to talk to anymore or anybody anymore. Nobody knows how to respect anybody anymore. It seems like that one side's over here and they've set their heel and they're not going to hear or listen. And there's one side over here and they set their heel and they're not going to listen and they can't even talk to one another. That's not who we are. We're people of love and mercy and grace. And long-suffering and gentleness. Be gentle. Be kind. You know what would go a long way in the day and age we live is just a little kindness. Kindness is not an attribute that the world wants us to have. You don't hear teachers, many say anymore, well, we really want to be kind. It's become about what I want and what I need and what I can get. But there has to be a tenderness and a gentleness and a kindness in our heart. And that kindness says, I would rather you get it before I had it. Brothers and sisters, I'll promise you this. God wants us to bear fruit in our life. And some, when you bear fruit, those little fellas around you are going to want what you've got. Carla, honey, when you bear fruit, those sisters and those children around you, they're going to say, that Miss Carla is the sweetest thing. I want what she's got. And you know what, church, that goes for the rest of us. Don't you want people to look at your life and say, I wished I had what they had? And it's not something we can replicate and do of our own self. It has to be a work of the Spirit of God. And God wants you to bear fruit. And God wants you to bear fruit. And if we'll do what we're supposed to do and stay together, God will bless our efforts. He really will. We are planted together. We're planted by the river. Brothers and sisters, and thank God. Listen, I'm gonna close here in a minute. I won't be too long. I want you to do this. Take deep root. Take deep root. You know what? You take something and you plant it. And it don't take a deep root. When it gets hot, it'll wilt and it'll die. Son, take that salvation and work it. Build yourself up in the holy faith of God. Read the good word of God, Sister Carla. Be rooted and built up. Let your roots go down deep and get a hold of that water. And when that water begins to flow in your life and the good things of God flow in your life, I promise you this, you'll be blessed for it. Church, there's a drought coming. Take deep root. Stand to your feet this morning. Listen, we're coming to the beginning of another year, and God has seen fit to let us stay with you another year. If you feel led and you so feel that I'm supposed to be your pastor. And we can, and God will allow us to do this. Now listen, church, listen. God will allow us just to ride through another year if we want to. We can just bump along another year. Or we can take what we've got and use everything we've got with all that we've got. And see what God can do in our community and in our church. And we got to remember this. Now listen, remember this. The end is drawing near. And we've got to do all we can while we can. Because the day is coming and the night is coming when we won't be able to work anymore. And I know you're tired. I understand that. And I want you to get rested up. Take you a week. Some of you already been on vacation. Next week I'm going on vacation. I'm going to get rested up. And when we get back to the house of God, when we go back to choir practice and go back to doing what we've been doing, let's do it with all of our heart. Let me say this. Come to Sunday school. Let's build our Sunday school. Come together and worship and serve the Lord together. And don't give Him part of you. Give Him everything you've got. And you'll be blessed for it, and so will we. Get us a song, if you will, Steve. Get us a song. I tell you, I'm so glad the Lord saved both of you. I'm so glad that God has planted you here at Silver City Church. Silver City Church, listen. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I beg of you, help these grow in the grace of God, and not just them, but Brother Tucker also, Sister Johanna, all these that have joined our church in this last year, labor together. Hey, check on them, care about them, let them know you care, reach out to them. Let's grow them in the grace of God and grow together. This morning, listen, I don't know anybody's heart this morning. Again, and this keeps ringing in the back of my mind, being an old farmer. Summer is ended, and yet we are not saved. I'm going to tell you something, church. We still got some that we want to see saved by the grace of God. And I don't want to look at it like this, that revival is over or revival season is over. I want to look at it like we still got some that need the Lord. And so let's labor and do all we can to see them saved. If you need to pray this morning, what you got, Steve?